NASA out testing what they call a planetary defence-driven test just after 7 tonight. Going to be launching a spacecraft with the intention of knocking it into an asteroid to try and send it off course. They want to know how much force is needed to alter a large asteroid's path. Space commentator Matthew Pavlicich back with us. Matthew, morning.
Good morning, Mike.
So the first part of this exercise today, I'm assuming, is to hit the asteroid. Is that like an easy thing to do, or is it pretty complex?
They've gotten pretty good at navigating in deep space in this day and age. The spacecraft, it's a two-part spacecraft, will navigate into deep space over an 11-month period. And there's a camera, and then there's an impactor. And the double asteroid rendezvous mission, redirect mission, I should say, is going to release an impactor about 30 days before the impact, and will be flying at 6 kilometres a second, and will slam into this thing. Now, it's less dramatic than it sounds. The object is to deflect a tiny moon that orbits around another small asteroid, if you can believe that, and deflect it in less than half a millimeter a second. Now, over a period of several months, that will make a very slight difference in the trajectory, and a miss is as good as a mile, they say.
Okay.
And the theory is that if there was a largish asteroid on its way to impact Earth in the future, this is a pathfinder, a technology demonstrator, to make sure that perhaps it can be deflected from hitting a city or someplace like that.
Given we haven't really had a lot of asteroids hit a lot of major cities and kill a lot of people, do you think we're spending a lot of time and energy on something that's probably not going to happen?
Statistically, you're quite right. It may not happen. I mean, the last time a truly large asteroid hit the Earth was 65 million years ago and probably took out the dinosaurs. But objects the size of a small car break up in the Earth's atmosphere or land in the ocean on an almost daily basis. So a city killer, which is several hundred meters in diameter, say, would be worth deflecting someday if you've got enough warning. And it's an interesting subject. If we had time to go into it, you know, there's all kinds of possibilities. This is, as they say, a technology demonstrator and a proof of concept. And it's quite a plucky little spacecraft, only weighs about 600 kilograms. The SpaceX Falcon rocket that's launching it is capable of launching a much bigger craft than this, but being as it's a light craft, there's plenty of fuel to get the thing going at a decent velocity. So, yeah.
Good stuff. Matthew, appreciate your insight as always. Matthew Pavlicich, space commentator, with us this morning.